currently under New York state law, a public official can accept bribes, steal public funds, or engage in numerous other forms of public corruption, and yet still feel secure in the knowledge that even if convicted of those serious crimes and thrown in jail, they will still receive a state pension check every month for the rest of their lives once they qualify based on their age. And there only are a handful of exceptions to that. And what we need in New York State is a change to our state constitution to ensure that we are bringing integrity back to what being a public official in New York State is all about.
And this does not just involve state officials. This would go right down to the villages and the towns?
Every person who is eligible to participate in our state pension system, whether they're a state or local official, would be subject to this rule. Though the rule only applies to those who commit felonies, specifically felonies in violation of the public trust, and who are convicted of those felonies. So it's a rather modest proposal, but one which we think is absolutely necessary.
Would this cover just elected officials, or could this cover state appointees or state employees?
Anybody who is a participant in the state pension system. So it's not specifically directed at elected officials, though obviously a lot of the most prominent examples in the past have been elected officials, but everyone who takes an oath to uphold the laws of the state of New York should be held to that oath. And we are so pleased that today we were able to announce that over 60 members of the state assembly have signed on in support of this proposed constitutional amendment. It's a bipartisan bill, both Democrats and Republicans, and we hope that the people of New York see the wisdom of this legislation, especially because if it were to pass the state legislature, it would go to a public referendum, and I think that the people of New York would vote overwhelmingly in support of this constitutional amendment.
You have all of the freshman members of the state assembly backing this bill. What is the symbolism of that? What does that mean?
I think what that conveys is that a lot of us who were relatively recently sent to serve our districts in the state assembly recognize that this is an issue that continues to be at the forefront of people's minds. They want to have a state government that they have pride in, that they have confidence in, that they know is putting the public's interest above private gain. And I'm so pleased that all of my fellow freshmen, both Democrats and Republicans, have signed on and that there's a new day in Albany ahead.
Has Sheldon Silver given you any indication of how he feels about this bill?
I assume that he is waiting to see how many members of the state assembly sign on in support of the bill. We hope that with each and every additional co-sponsor that the momentum builds and that we're able to start moving this bill through the committee process. And then I eventually hope that every single member of the assembly sees the wisdom in it.
You do have Senator Neil Breslin, a Democrat from Albany, sponsoring the Senate version of this bill. How does the outlook look in the Senate? What kind of support do you have over there?
Right now, there are 10 state senators signed on for this particular bill, but there are also other bills in the state Senate that support this very principle that people's public pensions should be capable of being stripped if they violate the public's trust by committing a felony. Across those bills, there is support from Republicans, from Democrats, from members of the Independent Democratic Conference. We think that in both houses, there is growing momentum for this sort of legislation.